Over the weekend, the Western Mining Action Network held a panel discussion in Anchorage on the development of large-scale mines in British Columbia that could impact the Taku, Stikine, and Unik Rivers, all prolific salmon producers for Alaska. Chris Zimmer is the Alaska Rivers Without Borders campaign director. He says there are a number of mines proposed for BC, and two of the most concerning are the Tulsiqua Chief Mine and the much larger Kerr Supperets Mitchell or KSM prospect, which is half the size of the Pebble Mine proposal and 50 times larger than Tulsiqua.
And it has a massive acid mine drainage problem. They're going to have to store 2 billion tons of acid mine-generating rock. And they're also going to have to treat contaminated water at times at the rate of 118,000 gallons a minute. It's unprecedented to do this. So the issue there is we're really worried about downstream water contamination and the ability of that mine and that company to handle that much waste and that much water. There's no mine on Earth we know that has been in a salmon area that has that amount of water to treat and this much potential acid mine generation.
Why are these mining proposals ramping up now?
Well, part of it is the price of gold. When I started this work 15 years ago, gold was probably at $300 or $400 an ounce. And now with it well into the thousands, that's really driving a lot of this. And you also have, two big pushes from BC. One, a very strong pro-mining push from the BC government. Premier Christy Clark said she wants to see 8 or 10 mines in 8 or 10 years. And then you also have, over the last couple of years, both Canada at the federal level and BC at the provincial level have, significantly cut their permitting regulations, had significantly weakened some of the environmental laws. So these mines are going through much faster in the permitting reviews. They're not being held to as rigorous a standard. So we really see this as a tremendous mining binge in the BC side of the Southeast Alaska BC transboundary region here.
Describe what the concern is for Alaska.
The biggest issue is we're downstream of all of this. If the rivers flowed the other way, it'd be quite different. So the concern is for our water quality, our fish, and the jobs, the livelihoods, the culture that depends on those. Basically, what we have up in the headwaters, these watersheds now, is what I'd call a toxic time bomb. If these mines are built, you're going to have millions to billions of tons of acid mine generating rock, constant water flow. And in the case of KSM, the company says they're going to probably have to treat the water for 200 years, when most people think they're probably going to have to treat it forever. So forever is a tough concept. You know, who is going to pay for forever? Who is going to be up there forever to clean this up? So Alaska is going to get no benefits from these mines. The benefits all flow to Canada, and we get nothing but the risk to our downstream fisheries.
This is a trans-nation border issue. Water's coming from Canada and flowing into U.S. waters, into Alaska. Have you spoken to anyone with the Alaska congressional delegation about this?
We, over the last couple of months, we've put together what I call a pretty loose partnership or coalition of almost all the stakeholders in these watersheds, from commercial fishermen to tribes to environmentalists. And we did send a team back to Washington, D.C. in March, and the response there was excellent from the federal agencies and from our congressional delegation. They saw the risk. They listened to everybody. And the congressional delegation immediately fired off a letter to Secretary John Kerry saying this is an international issue and we need the State Department to engage directly with the Canadian government. Because this isn't Alaska, BC. This is really the U.S. and Canada. And the border creates some problems of jurisdiction. The mines are in another country. So the only way we thought we can get some traction, get our concerns addressed, is to make this a federal government to federal government level. Secretary Kerry has a few other things on his plate these days. So we haven't gotten an answer back yet. But we've been working with lower level officials in the State Department to try to engage with Canada. So that type of diplomacy is slow. It's kind of painful, but it's really the only way for the Alaska, I think, to get satisfaction, to get its concerns addressed. And Canada's probably going to dig its heels in here a bit. So this could be a bit of a tough battle here.
Chris Zimmer is the Alaska Rivers Without Borders campaign director.